Boeing 737 licking fuel on the runway. Conor McGregor running for president of Ireland. James Earl Jones passes away. The PS5 Pro is coming for only $700. Super Bowl halftime performer announced. And we will recap week one of the NFL with our two, not one, two special guests this week. All of this and a little more this week on the Flashburn Podcast. Welcome back, everybody, to the Flashburn Podcast, episode 103. I am Zach Harper, your host. I have two co-hosts today. One of them I am unfortunately related to, Spencer Harper, to my left.
The better looking brother. Howdy, howdy.
The better looking brother. Better looking brother to my left. Howdy, howdy. And our good buddy, Tom McDonald.
That, howdy, howdy.
That we both have worked for on and off with for quite a long time now.
12 years? It's over a decade. It's
been a long time.
It's
been quite a while. Thanks for coming on doing the show. We know Landon is at Rocket League Finals right now. Hopefully he moved a 17-year-old kid out of the way and got in the finals. Because they do win a lot of money if you win. No guarantees. I don't know how that works. He literally told me last week, I'll never be good enough to be a pro. I'm like, damn, really?
If he can't, none of us have a shot.
That's what blows me away. I asked him last week. You probably didn't listen to the show. I said, if I'm 38, okay, I'm 38. If I decided the next 6 months of my life, I'm going to quit work. I'm going to get the best setup possible, the best computer I can get, the best. And I'm going to focus on just being one of the top 50 Rocket League players on the planet. He said, no way. I said, how is it not possible? He said, because your reaction time is not like a 15.
What if you use PEDs? I'm just saying, like, is that, did they test you in Rocket League?
Did they test you for Alpha Brain from Rogan, or did they test you for Adderall?
Yeah.
Did they test you for? I don't think they test you. So you might have an advantage there. But when you're younger, I guess you have better reflexes, so you're better at video games. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I agree. I get that.
I haven't played Super Nintendo in quite a long time. I broke her out last year, and I was like, what the fuck? I'm terrible at this. Or GoldenEye. I played GoldenEye in years. Got it on the Xbox, started playing it. Struggled on, like, facility.
Oh, you need to get your shit together.
We used to do I'm still good on Mario Kart. Facility.
Yeah. I mainly play the wife, but, it makes me feel good.
Well, me and Landon bet that I would beat him in Mario Kart. I think it was, like, a $100 bet. I regret that now because he plays video games. A whole lot.
Yeah, a lot more than you.
Basically, without getting paid for it, yes. Yeah. The show is sponsored by Jaded Rain Printing Designs, stickers, banners, vehicle wraps, political signs, Pikeville, Kentucky. We was going to call him today and talk to him, but his other business, the UPS store, had two people call off today. So he's working the UPS store. To be honest with you, through the text message, didn't seem very happy about it.
He does not.
No, he does not seem happy at all. But we'll get him on the show sooner or later. We'll make a phone call down there. How was the weekend, everybody? Anything
amazing? Football is back.
It was great.
That was the weekend.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. NFL's back, so we all had a decent weekend. Got to go to the Bengals game Sunday. It was a good time. They looked like Dallas in the playoffs last year. Other than that, it was fun to watch them not do well. Fun to go to the game. It was a good time. The Bengals van broke down 7 minutes away from the stadium, so had to get it towed. Had to get some rides down to our place, and he had to rent an expedition on the way back down. Finally made it to the game. Had a good time. And I had a good time at the game this weekend. Football happened this weekend. Your team lost.
Yeah, and I thought we were shooing. What's crazy is the Bengals van breaking down. I thought it was going to be the worst part of your day because you called me that morning. And then watching Jacoby Brissett.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Which I'm pretty sure he's our age.
We didn't know who that guy was.
Marched down the field against this Bengals defense that looked good in preseason.
Who is this guy?
He's a 12-year veteran that's backed up every mid quarterback in the league.
He made nearly no bad decisions all day Sunday. None.
He just kept handing the ball most of the time.
Yeah, and they couldn't stop him. So I'm like, wow, this Bengals team is in trouble. Next week, if they don't get it together,
they missed Mixon. They needed Mixon.
Kansas City is going to kick their freaking teeth in. I'm sorry if you're a Bengals fan. I'm just being honest right now.
I'm going
to
root for the Bengals.
Looking at what we saw last week. Well, I hope so. You're a Ravens fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want them to win.
We're finally lining up on the same.
I don't know what's going on. Oh, yeah. Tom. Yeah. Tom's a Raiders fan. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You want the Bengals to win. So we're all cheering for the Bengals next Sunday.
The country is cheering for the
Bengals. It's not going to be great. I have a feeling that game is going to be ugly to watch, unfortunately. Raiders lost?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was one, but they played a Browns team that is not that great. So I watched some of that while I was eating dinner.
Tough.
And I was
like,
this game is a wash.
Bring in Jameis Winston. It's time. Already it's time. I'm telling you.
Deshaun was terrible. He didn't look good at all.
Mm-mm.
I don't have the numbers in front of me. I'm sure I can pull it up quickly, but he didn't do that great.
You don't have to pull it up. It's not good.
Could have done a lot better. But besides all that, anyway. Other than that, well, you got a new truck. You got rid of your Stinger.
Truck.
You bought a house last week or 2 weeks ago. Sold your other house yesterday.
Yep.
You're moving to Germantown?
Things are moving along. They're going good. I am country now. Now that I moved to Germantown, I have a truck. I might get another dog.
Landon might hear this before I get to text him, but I think we're going to move the podcast party
to the country.
To your basement, to the country.
Absolutely. It's going to be a great time.
It is going to be a good time. You can guest anytime you want.
I would love to.
If you're home, just come down and hang out.
I'd say I'm half the time I'm on the road.
that's the time that you're not. Yeah. Tom can come guest anytime he wants.
It's not the country.
It is country.
I don't think so.
You got
30 houses within an eyeshot. So
I've been listening to Jason Aldean all week.
How many people? Try that in a small town. How many people live in that city? 5,000? 6,000? It's a city now, right?
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay, so officially a city. You live in the city. Don't live in the country.
No, it's not country.
Yeah, Tom lives in the city too. Sorry. He doesn't live in the country.
Well, clearly you guys don't know what you're talking about. So what's next?
It was a good weekend. It was a fun weekend of football. We're glad football is back in full swing.
So. Oh, Tom got his deck together. He got a nice deck.
Tom got a nice deck.
Yeah, good size, nice deck.
Nice deck.
Nice deck. Very nice deck.
Well-trimmed.
You should come see my deck one Sunday or something.
First, I thought he said something else.
That's nice.
I swapped the E with the I. I thought you said something else there for a minute. Oh, deck.
Real solid. Yeah, that's nice.
This guy's got a nice deck. Deck. Nice deck. Yeah. That's a nice deck. Yeah.
He's been working on it all weekend.
No, it's a lot of work. That's to build decks. Especially when you get it by yourself and don't pay somebody $30,000 to build one. Which is how expensive they seem to be.
Now I got him close, so I could just call him up and say, hey.
I don't know how much of a deck builder he is.
Well, it doesn't matter.
I'll figure it out.
Still owes me. So.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out.
I've seen enough pictures. I know what I'm doing.
Get on YouTube and just type up deck building. I'm sure they'll give you some one-on-one.
You know how many hours
I've spent? If I can do it, it's not that hard.
Watching those kids build, like, in the forest, a pool and, like, a town. Have you watched that with the bamboo?
What the fuck
like,
you're 2
in the morning?
About.
Someone that listens knows. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. I have watched that enough that I could build a colony.
Building pools out of bamboo?
It's wild. Yeah,
30-minute video of them just taking holes and making...
Yeah, sped up. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
It does nothing for you.
I don't think they do in 30 minutes. To be fair.
No, it's hours, but it's like a time lapse.
It might be sped up.
Yeah, it's a little sped up.
It might be a time lapse of 6 weeks of work pushed down into an hour. We used to watch trucking and horsepower TV.
Yeah.
And it would make everything that you do to your truck look very easy.
They didn't have a single rusted bolt on that TV show.
Not one rusted bolt.
No
and they always
blast.
Had a lift, and they always had tools, and they never... And they always knew what they were doing.
They didn't even get dirty.
Well, this bolt's not coming out, so we're just going to pull out our $4,000 plasma cutter and get her off the frame. Like, well, we don't have that, so what are we supposed to do? How am I supposed to do this? The leaf springs are already off the truck, and I can't get them back on. Now what am I supposed to do?
I hope those guys are doing good.
Well, the one guy passed away, sadly, from cancer.
Oh, okay, well, he's not doing great.
He's not doing great, but the other guy's still around.
That's good. Hopefully he doesn't have the same fate.
It's fucking morbid. Jesus Christ.
What do you want me to say?
You worked on your truck yesterday, put a nice leveling kit on it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that. I got to walk outside and check it out, but supposedly it looks nice. I'm sure it does. They sell them with a little bit of a dip to the nose. Not for sure why.
Towing.
I kind of feel like.
I looked into this. It's a towing thing.
Towing
any
thing?
Any weight on it, yeah, which makes it in heaven.
Oh, see, Dad always told me that Chevy sold lower to the ground four-wheel drive trucks to appease the older folks.
I mean, that's possible too.
That made sense to me at the time.
Yeah. The general maintenance.
Because F-250s were massive, and then the diesel Duramaxes were not massive in 2004.
But any four-wheel drive you look at, it's going to have that. I mean, it's not just Chevy.
So when you tow the ass in, it wants to level it out a little bit. That's the idea.
Instead of being tooted.
It makes sense.
Get the squat.
I haven't looked it up.
Carolina
Lane. No shit, he says it's bullshit.
I would say we could take his But he says a lot of things that
aren't true. What's the point of looking it up? Just roll with it. Most of it's true.
I have no need to look it up, so I'll believe you.
Yeah, that's not going
to
change.
I don't have a truck either. I don't have a truck either, so. Boeing 737s we have covered on the show, I don't know, once a month for probably a year. So they have a lot of problems.
Yeah.
You fly a lot.
I do.
You fly on 737s?
Three times a month. Usually on a 737, nothing that big.
Do you ever ask them not to fly on a 737? Because that would be me.
No,
Can I not fly on a 737?
It's all the same anymore.
We had a lot of issues. They had the door fly off with the one. They had one that had a bunch of turbulence problems. They have one that they had to ground it because it couldn't fly. There's a lot of issues. This article comes from Aerotime.Aero, a Garwada. Garwada? Yikes, that one's tough.
I think that's a country.
Garwada, Indonesia would be a city in Indonesia. Flight was grounded after it suffered a fuel leak on the runway while departing from Jakarta's Soekarno-Hatta International Airport. I'm really good at English and reading. I can't write very well. Can't read my signature. Okay. But when it comes on the show and I try to pronounce things, I butcher the shit out of them. Landon's usually pretty good about cleaning it up.
It sounded good to me.
You're looking at the screen like you're watching a ghost story.
Why are we worried about a plane in Indonesia that didn't take off? I know it's a Boeing 737, but I mean, come on. Were we looking at Greece?
Because we've been beating this to death for quite a long time.
It's
interesting to know that we're selling $900 million airplanes for civilians to get on, and they don't fly.
Guess
who pays for them?
Us.
The government. Taxpayers.
Sure. We just paid Deshaun Watson $250 million, and every 3 months he comes out with the same issue, and nobody bats an eye.
I think it was 230, and he just wants his taint rubbed, but that's aside the point.
He's getting a lot of things rubbed.
He's about to rub his ass into the second position of the quarterback.
Jameis Winston is coming. Mr. 30 for 30. Remember that year? 30 touchdowns, 30 interceptions.
Yeah.
He'll be back. I can't wait.
I guess that's
good. There's plenty of time to still get that, so.
He said if he cleaned it up, he would be the greatest quarterback in history because it'd be 60 touchdowns,
If he can just get as good as Tom Brady, he'd be even better.
Or maybe LASIK surgery? Eye surgery?
The incident occurred August.
Yeah.
Didn't he need eye surgery and then he finally got it or something? And everybody was like, wait, what?
It didn't help.
You couldn't see?
I don't know. He needs a new doctor, clearly.
The incident occurred August 24, 2024. Flight GA-174 was preparing to depart Jakarta for Sultan Syarif Kasim, 2nd International Airport.
Bless you.
And beckon for I felt like I was sneezing. At 11:50, there was a video of this guy just filming the plane going down the runway, and fuel is just dumping out of the wing. How would you feel if you was on a plane and you look over and the fuel's just dumping out in the runway there?
Well, if you do it
light
right,
a match at the end, see if it outruns the plane?
Yeah, there you go. And you're supposed to be in, I don't know, you're supposed to have drinks before the flight anyway. So this really shouldn't matter to him.
He should have been prepared.
And it's going to be lighter.
Once
you lose the fuel out of it, the plane should be lighter. You'll get there faster. I really think we just need to quit trying to go for lawsuits.
One of the 135 passengers on the flight managed to capture video of the fuel leak. We saw that here. I see it there. The fuel leak on the aircraft has 3 million views. The 737s are trash. And Boeing, I would be nervous to get on any fucking plane made by Boeing right now. I'm just saying. It's a wild situation. You fly a lot more than I think both of us, but
I'll be on the plane next 3 weeks in a row, probably.
If it says 737 by the door, skip it.
Hey, good news. My next flight.
What
737.
Are you really flying a 737?
737. Hey, he is. If you listen to this, just skip.
Well, don't tell her. September 27th, you're getting on a 737.
Yeah.
Who's on your life insurance policy, Tom? We've known each other for a long time.
Yeah, you're not getting on there.
Worth a shot.
I have a kid.
Oh, yeah, I'll split it with her.
Spencer will manage the money until it comes time. Time. How about that?
I've got good ideas
He'll help you out. He's a good managing guy with your life insurance.
I'm buying all Boeing stock.
Hey, we're joking about this. We probably shouldn't.
Probably not.
No one's dead. Leaked fuel.
Well, leaked fuel, okay. But what if the one Tom gets on does more than leak fuel?
My Firebird leaked oil for 3 years straight and didn't have a single issue. And that was a GM product. I think you're going to be fine.
Three of my four flights are 737s.
Well, it was nice to have Tom on his last podcast.
Glad Tom's here. This could be worth millions of dollars one day up down the road.
Good news, though, we're first class, so
we'll be a little buzzed by the time
we'll be good.
The engine fails.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just going to Vegas anyway, so
there you go. Yeah,
what are you doing in Vegas?
Raiders game.
Oh, the Raiders game. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So Browns and Raiders.
Browns, Raiders.
We can talk about that later. If you want.
Yes, we'll cover it later on. This is a little more sports action we talked about earlier that we know you guys didn't even know.
You didn't know what was going on. No, I had no clue this is going on until
Forbes.com. UFC legend. Take that as you will. Why do they call him a legend? Is he a legend?
Yeah, 100%.
I don't think so.
He is a UFC legend as well as Stone Cold and The Rock are WWE legends.
Conor McGregor teases run for Irish presidency and gets a nod from Elon. Elon seems to be nodding on the wrong people, according to the media.
I'm not touching that.
Have you noticed that? No, you're not touching that.
No,
no, you don't like Elon nodding the right or wrong people?
Anyway.
You don't want to do politics on the show? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I'd love to. I know we're not supposed to.
We normally don't. Okay. Well,
this is political, by the way.
Yeah.
Technically it is, but it's not in the United States, so I don't give a fuck. Former UFC featherweight and lightweight champion Conor McGregor kept hinting at a run for president of Ireland on Wednesday following days of tweets in which he criticized presidential candidates and the Irish government for failed policies in protecting and securing the country's citizens, joining a wave of recent backlash from Ireland's right wing. He might make a run for president. To be honest with you, he's probably going to win.
What's wrong with this? Yeah, I'm on the other side. I tried to read an article about it, and it was completely biased against him. But what is wrong with this?
All three I pulled up were biased against him, too.
Yeah, we saw Arnold do it in California, and it's in worse shape now than when he ran it.
Don't be a political girly man. That's what he said.
And plus, Ireland, I'm pretty sure, is an island with like five pubs and a B&B. Like, how bad can he do?
I'm sure it's a decent-sized place. How big is Ireland?
I don't know, 3 or 4 acres.
How many people? No, it's bigger than that.
Oh, come on.
We do have a big holiday every year. Oh, my goodness. The population of Ireland is less than the population of Ohio. This is crazy.
It's like a third of the population of Ohio. See?
I didn't know that.
It's like Cincinnati, but cleaner.
I don't know about that.
It can't be dirtier.
No, it's not Cincinnati. Cincinnati's not that big. 5.1 million people. Connor's going to be the president. I mean, that's an interesting... I mean...
Oh, I was looking this up too. That's a dog that was the mayor three times in California.
That. The dog, there's a dog that is a town's mayor in California, and they keep voting him in.
I don't see the problem with Connor.
What is he changing about the town is what we want to know.
Who, Connor or the dog?
Not the dog. Well, both, but the dog especially. What's the dog doing as mayor?
Winning.
You think he lives in the mayor's mansion there at the place?
If I was in California, I would want a dog as my mayor. I'm not getting the U.S. politics, but I know how it goes I'm just saying a dog would do better.
He actually probably would do better than some of the shit going on in California right now. That is true. Never thought about it that way. What's a dog's name?
I just lost it. I think it was Bud. Bubby?
Bubby or Bud? Air Bud.
Oh, here it is. Bub? Here it is. Yeah, come back to me.
Okay, come back to you. We'll go on that. Let's see. In a series of tweets, McGregor playfully indicated he might make a run for president. I think he kind of actually made it official now, last I saw. He has no affiliation, bias, favoritism toward any party.
I don't think I believe that. Max.
Ex-owner and... Max?
It is Max.
Max, the mayor.
Yep.
Mayor Max. Ex-owner and Tesla CEO Elon Musk supported McGregor's potential president in a bid, saying, I think you could take them all single-handed.
You get it? Because he's a fighter?
That's Elon.
You missed it. Yeah, it's a catchphrase.
Yeah, we all got it.
That's hilarious. I'm glad I pointed that out. Yeah, that was good.
I need a drink. I have not drank enough for this day. That's for damn sure. Anyway, if Conor McGregor took over Ireland, I don't think he's going to change anything. There's only 5 million people there, you know?
They can't do too much damage.
He can't do that much damage. You are correct. But we wish him the best of luck going forward. I don't know if I could see him as a president of a country, but.
I mean, he probably can't be bought either. Like, what's.
Yeah, he has a lot of money.
You worry about corruption more than anything. And
What's that guy worth nowadays? He's got the drinks. He's got the fighting stuff.
That's over $100 million for sure.
He's got the.
You think so?
He's got a lot going on.
Yeah. He made a lot of money.
Yup.
Yeah.
$200 million.
Yeah, so tell me he's not one of the greatest UFC fighters of all time.
Yeah. No, he's not a WWE fighter. Not a great WWE fighter, no. UFC? I don't know. What is
not
this?
A good actor either.
I mean, go to 100 people you see on the street.
You don't think he's a good actor? I saw the Nude Warehouse. I thought it was all right.
I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying
Was it him or the writing? I haven't got to watch it.
It might have been the writing. I don't know, but it's just it was there and there. But it wasn't bad. Mid. And then UFC says that he's going to be back early 2025.
I know. That's what I was wondering with how
how that would work.
He's 22-6 in the UFC. That's not really that great of a record.
Can you imagine your is he a president?
He's a showman.
Your president fighting for the country?
Oh, God.
That would be... I mean...
Maybe that's what he's thinking about.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
If Logan Paul fights the president of Ireland, I will pay a stupid amount of money to watch this.
That's my president. That's also Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
Still your president.
Good luck.
Still Conor McGregor. For some reason, the guy doesn't seem that sharp. I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know for sure. Just throwing it out there. He doesn't seem super sharp around the edges.
I think he plays it.
I mean, he could play the part.
I mean, he sold it for years.
I saw him on Roadhouse. He's a hard,
biggest attraction to UFC for a long time because of his mouth. And I know, yeah, he's an idiot, but he wasn't doing that just because he's dumb.
You think Sean O'Malley's the big draw for UFC now?
Yes.
I watch it 100%.
Yeah,
he's the guy.
Yes.
I try to watch when I can, but
I think
he's fighting Saturday. Five.
Yeah, this Saturday he's fighting, Saturday? And then so is there a big boxing match too.
Oh, shit.
Going on Saturday.
I have to get on Stream East if they didn't close it down again.
UFC just announced that. They got like 2,000 seats available still.
What, for the UFC fight?
Yeah, because they're fighting in Vegas.
And the boxing at the same time.
Match. In Vegas too? So they're trying to sell tickets right now.
It's like it's on Mexican Day, I believe. I got to look that up quick.
Mexican Day? Is that a thing?
Yeah. Let me look.
I'm trying to watch what I say here, but I've never heard of that.
He's just in the way he fucking looked at me. It's like Mexican Day.
Well, I mean, is that...
Maybe Mexico Day? Day of Mexico?
What are we doing
Maybe
here?
The Mexico Day?
I don't know. Cinco de Mayo.
I thought that was Cinco. That's what I was going to say.
Independence, September 16th, Cinco de Mayo. It's not a national.
Cinco de Mayo.
I don't know. I read a couple different things. I'm probably
United States celebrates anything they can drink and eat shit food to. So
that.
I always understand that's kind of how that works.
We can do
that.
Go for a spicy chicken patty.
Fucking just La Fiesta right now.
Bless you.
Spencer's one of Spencer's seemingly favorite actors, as he was pretty upset about this before the show. Your boy James Earl Jones has passed away.
I am devastated
at
by
the
this.
Young age of 93 years old.
Yeah,
at his home in New York. Guy had a good life. Made a lot of movies. He was some guy in that one. What was the one movies about the space stuff?
Don't start Star Wars.
I don't remember. What
you
it was.
Will be attacked by the fans.
It was Star Wars.
Yeah.
I'll be attacked by the fans.
Yeah. How do you not know you Star
well.
Wars?
Yeah, I'll take another one too. Might as well. So he was Darth Vader of the Star Wars. Most people know that.
Yes. But he was also...
He did a lot of shit.
Mufasa.
He was Mufasa.
Yeah.
He was also in The Sandlot. He was the blind guy.
Oh, the dog owner.
What'd they call him?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Oh, shit.
That's your movie. You should know that one.
That is not my movie. I don't fucking play baseball.
Have you not seen all the Star Wars? This is going to bother me.
There's like 30 of them now. So which one are you talking about?
Like the original, like three, say the nine.
No.
The main story nine.
The first six.
You've watched 4, 5, 6.
I've, the first six.
1, 2, 3. I've imagined you watched his dad.
It's been so long. I was such a kid.
A long time ago.
Steve Vader was.
James Earl Jones was Mr. Myrtle in Sandlot. That's who the guy's name was. He had the big dog, the big mean dog. That was not a big mean dog by the end of the movie. He's done a lot of movies, though. He had a hell of a career. He's 93. He made his money. Did very well. Everybody knows who he is. He passed away on September 9th, which was yesterday.
He's one of those actors that everybody just loved, and there was no complaints. Nothing bad ever came out about him.
His voice was worth awesome. Millions of dollars.
It's a Morgan Freeman, down a tier, but still.
He was Mufasa in Lion King? Yeah, I guess he was, now I think about it.
Yeah, big deal.
That was a long time ago. Lion King came out in 94.
Now you're messed up, too. Welcome to my feelings.
I was 8 years old. Was he even born yet? You were two. You were two.
Oh, yeah.
Two. Rest in peace to James Earl Jones. He passed at 93. He had a good life. Let's not,
RIP to a real one.
Let's not beat it to death here. You said RIP to a real one.
It was.
And I noticed that PlayStation has a new one coming out in November. I'm not much of a gamer. Landon's not here. Tom, help us out. Spencer's not a gamer either. The $699 price tag on the PS5, and it's not a disc. You have to buy the disc.
It's all digital.
Separate,
yes. So it's not a disc setup. You have to buy the actual discs separate, or you can just download them, right?
So, a lot of it's digital these days. You could download it. Are they selling the disc one separately, or do you have to buy that actual?
It says the disc is $80 extra.
Okay.
For the hard drive.
That's kind of what I expected. It was $99 difference on the ones that came out.
According to CNET.com, it is coming November for $700. The upgraded console's graphics look great, but it's not for everyone. What did you say about the complaint? Was a 4K situation?
Yeah, they basically said 4K was going to come out with the PS5, and it's coming out now with a $700 with the price tag. But my question, you being a gamer,
I don't game as much as you think I do, but go ahead.
I mean, sorry, I might more than you, actually.
Well, you have the consoles, we don't, so you're ahead of me there.
I do have one.
I will buy the new Nintendo Switch. I'm a Nintendo fan through and through. So with the new PS5, it's the same games and better graphics. At what point is this even worth it anymore? Like, do you need to watch someone drown in their own blood during Call of Duty? Or can you just take it for granted when he fell that he's dead? Like, I don't see anything extra for this.
I'm good with the 5.
If it was PSP, like PlayStation Portable was coming out, we can talk.
Yeah.
I understand the price point, but there's just nothing that... It's the same thing repackaged.
The base model is $500. The Pro is $700. $200. It says a souped-up GPU promises more ray tracing and fluid 4K and 60 frame per second gaming across the board for games that get Pro upgraded and automatic. And automatic AI upscaling for other games in the PlayStation library. And expect a lot more ray tracing, a fancy graphic technique to simulate light. Expect games to get a Pro upgraded performance extra. Sony says about 40 to 50 games will get patches when the system launches in November. So they're going to take the normal games that are already out and what's patches like? Expansions?
Expansions. Yeah, usually more maps, more levels.
$200. Is it worth the change?
No, I'm not going to change. I mean,
if you already have a PS5, it's not worth
trying to sell and get a Pro. No, I don't play it enough as it is.
I had the original Nintendo Switch from 17 that came out with the OLED after. It's new, it's upgraded. I still have the same one. I'll buy the Switch 2. I'm sure you'll buy a PS6. Like the next level I'll get, but you're just getting the same crap refurbished. And I look at screens enough as it is. I don't see a point in this.
I'm sure the Ultra gamers here will have something to say.
Someone's
going to
be very upset, because you can see the blades of grass.
Yeah, we don't game enough to really care about that.
Maybe
we
this just is like why we're it. Not going pro in Rocket League. This is the mentality that's keeping us poor.
Yeah, 100%.
My reflexes aren't fast enough because I don't have the PS5 Pro.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
It seems like my car moves faster and I have more control with the Pro than the regular PS5.
Yeah, that's coming.
So maybe I need to get the PS5 Pro, then quit everything in my life for 6 months. Anyway, I'm not buying a PS5 Pro for $700. No. Tom literally just told me that it's a farce. Sounds like it's a farce. It's $200 more. That's a pretty good chunk.
Yeah.
The gaming systems, when Nintendo 64 came out first, I wanted to say, don't quote me here, I think it was $149.99. So there were 150 in 2000. No, that'd be 99, 98. So that, they're literally starting to get close to $1,000 for a gaming console.
I think they're worth it. I'm going to be the first person. I know the GameCube came out at $200. I just paid, when I bought my Switch in 17, I think I paid $300 for it. The Switch 2 will probably come around $300, $400, $500, and I'll pay it.
You think it's worth the money?
I've had my Switch. I mean, that example in the GameCube, I've had the Switch for 6 years now. I play it on planes, sometimes at home. But the amount of time you put into it, if you average it out, I'm probably at like 5 cents an hour at this point for that system. You know what I mean? You think about the longevity of it, you're not going to get that out of a car, TV.
Here's my argument on how much or why they're so expensive, or the worst part of why they're expensive. When we were, young, and we would get a Nintendo 64 for Christmas, it was $150. Parents could sling that.
Yeah, now, and milk was 50 cents.
I know. 150 is not quite... 150 was more like 300 then.
Yes.
Not 700.
And look at the inflation. Not 500. I would say it's close. I would say it.
PS4 was 400 coming out.
Okay, PS4 was 400. Yeah. When did that come out? How many years ago? Do you have a date on that?
2013.
11 years ago, the best console for PlayStation was 400. 11 years later, they're now 500 for the 5, right? Okay, so $100 difference in 11 years, not bad.
I bought the house in Union for 80, sold it for 150 in 7 years. It doubled. So you're telling me that the place, I'm not defending it. I'm just saying,
I told you this value. Guy, this guy's good with your life insurance money. I told you.
Yeah, I got you, Tom.
I mean, it's just a big difference. It's a lot of money for, like, what if a kid wants a PS6 for Christmas next year and they're asking $850 for it? Like, how many parents can just show out $850 for a console? But then again, I guess that, maybe my parents showing out $150 for one when I was 10 years, 12 years old, whatever.
Dad making, what, $8, $11 an hour at Emory when he started? Remember that?
What is the Nintendo? What's the Nintendo 64 launch date? I got to know.
I always think about the GameCube.
I'm throwing rare numbers out here. I don't even know what's for sure. What's
now, I do wish they had a dumbed-down version. Like you said, which, I mean, I guess you can get the regular PS5. If your kid wants that, you spoil them.
Came out in 96. I was 10 years old when 64 came out. 96.
$150 in 96 was like $3,000 now.
Launch. Let's go. Let's look at. I know you're going to look at. Look, it was $200 back in the day.
Yikes.
Launched at $199. Make it competitive with Sony and Sega as the both Saturn and PlayStation lowered themselves to $199 early that summer. I remember when that happened. Everybody was like, oh, they're going to compete with. It wasn't quite a competition. Most people didn't. The launch price was $200, which is $394 today. 6 months ago on Reddit.
There's your $494. You have fake news.
Close. So we'll say $425, $450-ish. Yes. It's a lot.
Yes, it is.
More than you think.
Also, graphics have come a long way since then.
And you're not just buying games and cartridges. There's
a big difference.
You have Netflix on it. You have Prime on it. Yeah. You have, like, I'm running Stream East off an Xbox. I can watch Sunday
Ticket on my PS5.
That's what I'm saying.
You can use it as your TV if you need to.
It does do a lot.
It makes any TV a smart TV, basically.
Without having to buy a Roku or any of that crap.
I still think it's outrageous. I'm just saying I see the value in it. The price is not.
I think it's still stupid, but most, you can't buy a normal TV anymore.
No, I mean, they're all smart,
right? Yeah, they're all got the apps built in.
Yeah,
I looked at TVs last week and was looking at Walmart. We was talking about buying a new TV. And
you also can't buy a curved TV anymore.
That's wild.
Yeah,
you can't buy a what?
Curved TV. Remember they had the curved one?
They don't sell them no more.
No,
yeah, one.
Can't
nice.
Buy them. I had one. It was nice.
That didn't last long.
But then it got a black line in it, and that, apparently that's a big problem with those
because they're curved.
Yeah,
we just bought an Insignia for the new house, 65-inch, cheapo depot to have up for right now. $300, like $320 at Best Buy. It's cheap. That's insane. That's
good. Next deal. To nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're off again.
It's going as good as I thought it was going to be. This is the day. Hey, guess what's next? Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Oh.
I know you're ready for this conversation. So apparently on X, we saw a contract where this was a staged thing. Spencer is rubbing the bridge of his nose and shaking his head.
Yeah, I am.
And Tom is looking at his phone, shaking his head as well. So you don't think this is staged?
No.
No.
You think they're really in love?
Yeah.
You really think that they are in love? And there is no staged breakup date of September 20-something?
I don't
know.
Is
that what the date was?
I didn't read it. I don't buy any of it.
I don't buy it. I really don't.
This is an article for clicks and reactions.
She's too big for football. A lot of people like football because of her now. A lot of Swifties.
A lot of people
like football because of her.
I will say that. I bet a lot of jerseys have been sold.
According to TheEnquirer.com, the Travis Kelce Taylor Swift breakup contract is fake. And here's what we know. I don't know. He grabs her and kisses her like it's real. Because if I was dating her, I'd probably do the same thing he's doing. Let's see. An alleged contract suggesting Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Yeah, there's a mute button on here if you want to use it, Tom.
He was looking for it.
Yeah, we don't need it. We're fine. No big deal. No one's going to listen to this that cares. Yeah, they will. An alleged contract suggesting Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's relationship is staged. And detailing how the couple break up is circulating online. Now, Kelce's lawyers are putting a stop to this.
Yeah, according to the Inquirer.
Because it's going to hurt his, well, it probably hurt his reputation if this came out as fake, right? I mean, the dude's made a lot of money, didn't he? Did he sign his $100 million podcast?
I say, what's it matter for his reputation, even if it is?
Well, if he's not with her, he's not worth nowhere near as much as he was.
It's still the Kelce brothers. It's not signed for, I know you're going to lose your Swifties here and there, but I just don't. There's no reason for them to have this happen in the first place.
I'm a huge podcast media company. I want to sign the Kelces. With Taylor Swift, they're worth $100 million. Without her in the picture, they're not worth the same.
You don't have Taylor Swift on there. They had a huge following before her.
Don't have to.
So just because he's attached to her?
Her friend, her fans will listen just to hope that he says the
I'll
word
give you that.
Swift.
Yeah, I will give you that.
So
yeah,
how many? Right. I wonder how many listeners that they added just because he's dating her, and then you got this huge contract, which I don't know if they signed or not. I'll look it up here in just a second. So without her, they're not as important. They're not as worth, you know, quite as much money, which therefore is a defamation situation, which is when my lawyers are going to come out
and
say,
hey. Can you imagine the money she would lose? Let's not worry about Travis Kelce. He's chump change compared to what this woman's got. I mean,
God damn, where's his?
Am I wrong?
Where's his?
I mean, she's worth more than the Chiefs probably at this point.
I, you know, she what? Is, I've known is. You for, let's see, quick math, 32 years. I don't know if you're serious or not. This is tough to gauge, but I will tell you this. What the fuck are you talking about?
If this is staged, her fans find out.
He is a drop in the bucket compared to what she does every year.
That's what I'm
in
saying.
Her, life.
Her fans are going to be more mad at her than the NFL doesn't care. I don't care what Travis Kelce does as long as he scores a touchdown. He's my fantasy team. Other than that, I don't care.
Why'd you pick him? Did you see his sideburns? They're not even there. They're non-existent.
His hair looks like trash. I will say that, and I'm loving it.
I'll be the first one to say.
Yeah,
he is. I like Jason a lot more.
Everybody does.
Oh, yeah. Fully, for sure. Yeah, yeah. I absolutely agree with that. But people are so...
Jason has a personality.
He does. So in love with this. Like Erica's grandmother, I love her to death. She's probably listening to the show. So entrenched. She's so entrenched in this relationship, and it was such a big thing. It was such a big thing for such a long time. She's like just obsessed. I'm like, look, trust me, you're not the only one.
No, everybody
There's
is.
A lot of people that are entrenched. But most people like... Jason, well, they like Travis.
Yeah, everybody does.
Travis is kind of a goober. I mean, he's a goober. He is.
The women liked him because when he had his slick haircut, he was like the good-looking, tied-in football player you watch all the time.
But now he's dating Travis or Taylor Swift, and now it seems like
motor didn't start.
Seemingly, he's got a little more important. You said motor didn't start.
Yeah,
that was us on Sunday on the highway trying to start the van. Mike looked at me, looking at me. He's like, "This isn't good." I said, "No, it's not good." I said, "You hear that?" He's like, "Yeah, it just keeps turning over." I said, "It's not getting fuel, and I can't fix that on the side of the road."
Nope.
He's like, "Fuck!" I said, "You got to drive this thing."
Yep.
Anyway, so the rumor is it was fake. His attorneys come out and said it's not fake. Normally, when you bring attorneys into a situation, okay, to defend something, normally you are in the right. If you're going to pay your attorneys to come out and say, "Hey, wait a minute, my client never told these Asian women to touch his taint." Normally that's not true. Now, if you're paying people off left and right,
yeah it's not
you might be
sign.
Guilty.
Yep.
Deshaun Watson's paid off 38 of the 40 accusers. It's the last I think.
Was there that?
Oh,
was
got
the
a number? Few more now.
There was a lot.
Yeah.
There's more than that now?
Yeah, oh, yeah. New one came out.
Do you have
Saturday, I think.
I said the new one's Saturday. Lawsuit. That's right. Yeah. It got brought up.
I'm about to come out and say it too because I saw how terrible he was on the football field. I'm going to be like, hey, he abused me too. Get this fucking guy off the field. If I was a Browns fan, I would tell my wife, look, you need to go fucking tell somebody that this guy. Yeah, right. But anyway, so I don't think it's real either. I thought it was very interesting when it came out. It was a big deal.
No, I don't buy any of it at all. That is complete conspiracy. Nah, I don't
think a lot of people probably have that date circled on their calendar right now just to double check.
How much did Deshaun Watson's accusers get paid? The cases have been settled, but the amounts are confidential. We speculate here on the terms of the Watson settlement agreement with these women. Our estimated settlement value for Deshaun Watson civil lawsuits is between $1.5 and $2.5 million for each plaintiff for a total of $33 to $55 million.
That's
insane. Like
3/4 of a year for him.
Let's take the average. $42 million, he was guaranteed $230 million. Yeah. 30%.
Yeah.
So he got this massive contract, but 30% of it's gone because he's got to pay these women off. When you pay somebody off, are you guilty? Or are you just paying them short?
I don't think you're always guilty. I think there's some in there that have enough, I would guess. But I would still say there's some. I can't imagine. I don't know. For $1.5 million, I'll touch his taint. Like, if we're getting to that point.
Jesus Christ.
I don't think all of them are, but I do think he's guilty.
He said, and we're off. That's the third time I've heard you say that. But now we've got $40 to $45 million of his contract is gone paying off masseuses.
That's insane.
It's a lot of money.
That is insane.
Hey, he's still out there on the football field and he looked like shit Sunday. That's for sure.
He looked terrible. It was a beautiful thing if you are a fan of the AFC North.
Just found some news. Actually, I got this news on the way home about rapper Rich Homie Quan. Now, most people are going to say, who is this guy?
Some type of way.
No one knows who this guy is.
Yes, we do.
Well, me and you do.
Flex.
Tom,
some type
of have you heard of Rich Homie Quan? Be honest. You have?
No,
I have not. Okay, see, there we go. His big song, Type Away, came out in 2013. Maybe that's why Tom don't know. That was a long time ago.
It was when we were at Mancore.
I may have heard it in his vehicle or your vehicle.
We can definitely.
You have heard it.
I drop top of the world. That con driving make you feel some type of way. I know. That custom brightening make you feel some type of way. Have you heard this song?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're on to something. Okay. Is it cause my He passed away, unfortunately. We're going to celebrate him here until we find out that he died. We don't know what happened. I don't think for sure that I've seen.
Last I saw.
Let's see. On September 5th, 2024, his name's Lamar. Even worse. Lamar's girlfriend told a 9/11 dispatcher that he was on the couch. Anyway, Lamar's girlfriend told a 9/11 dispatcher that he was on the couch in the morning and had not moved when she returned from taking her son to school. So he was laying on the couch all day long.
I do that sometimes.
Well, yeah, but normally you move a little bit.
Yeah, I'll get you
probably didn't turn blue. Anyway, she stated she could not feel a heartbeat, could not feel him breathing, and when she turned him over, he foamed at the mouth.
Oh, he got rabies.
Lamar died in Atlanta Hospital September 5th, 2024. He was already dead. An autopsy was performed on September 6th. Why did he pass? We don't know why.
Rabies.
I just told you. I think it was an overdose from what I've seen on, I don't know, probably the Inquirer, where you get your Kelce Taylor Swift news.
I think I did get
something on Twitter with that, and I clicked on it and read like the first paragraph, and then
there's an autopsy, but we don't have an answer for sure yet. Yeah. If he's foaming at the mouth. Rich Homie Quan's brother found rapper asleep on the floor with food in his mouth. Hold on. His girlfriend just said she found him. Which one found this guy? Which one's on the life insurance policy?
It might be the same person. Is he from like Alabama?
Hey, this is a Spider-Man meme, right? Yeah. Here. What the fuck? Hold on a minute. This says Rich Homie Quan's brother found him on the floor with food in his mouth. But yet his girlfriend says she found him unresponsive with foam in his mouth.
I mean, I get it.
Was he eating a Tide Pod? Is this coming back? Are we doing the whole Tide Pod soap thing?
Tide Pods make me break out on my shoulders.
Tide always messed you up. Yeah, I remember that.
So if I ate one, I can only imagine what would happen. Probably worse.
I mean, you shouldn't do it anyway.
We're sitting here drinking alcohol. That's not good for you.
It's better than a Tide Pod.
It is better than a Tide Pod. Probably tastes better, too. I don't know. We are drinking Bud Light. I feel I'm a little gay. Rest in peace to Rich Homie Quan.
Hey, it's back. We're good.
Oh, we're back. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Kid Rock and Dana White says that Bud Light is not trans no more, so we're good to go.
Post Malone.
Is that the story?
Yep. Shane Gillis.
Oh, that's right. Post Malone, Shane Gillis. You're right. Hey, you know
Big
what?
Names.
You know what Bud Light said? You know what they did?
They're back.
That's what they did. They said, look, we're going to have a meeting. We've lost $5 billion, okay? So to get our money back, get us back on the track, I need $150 million. Well, what for? Because we need to hire the biggest fucking stars in the country to get us back on the map. Now, I'm not saying they're back on the map. I don't know. I don't know what their sales look like. But
you know what they should have done?
I noticed a lot of people drinking Bud Light that normally usually don't. You and me being, I think, good examples.
I sent a picture to Spencer when I was drinking one. I said, they're back.
We're back. We're back. Bud Light's back.
Say they spent $150 million on all these celebrity endorsements. You could have spent half of that on R&D and made a better product than that. Bud Light is terrible. I don't care about any of the politics of it. It has just never been a
good... Where's Spencer? That's his mute button right there.
Wait.
This is that. Spencer drinks Miller Light. It's unfortunate, but it's true.
And Corona.
And then Kendrick Lamar rounding out the music section of today. He is going to be the Super Bowl halftime performer. What makes you mad about this?
He's overrated. He's been overrated for years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you that. What are you trying to say? He's overrated?
Yeah, he's
compared
overrated.
To who? But they said Lil Wayne should have been the halftime performer. You think Kendrick Lamar is better than Lil Wayne?
Yes. Lil Wayne is a top two rapper of all time.
Oh, boy. Kendrick, I have friends that's going to listen to this and say, there's no fucking way that Lil Wayne's better than Kendrick Lamar. Blah, 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 blah. That's what they're going to say.
They can say that. That's fine.
But they can also put in the Carter 3 and then tell me that he's not one of the greatest of all
time. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Lil Wayne ran the industry for 2 decades. Even when you didn't hear that lighter flick, you heard Nicki Minaj. You heard Drake. He built an empire. Lil Wayne is the Romans, basically. And Kendrick, I get, some of his stuff is all right, but he is just beyond overrated.
I don't listen to Kendrick, so I can't.
I don't
really,
either. I don't either. I have nothing to say about it. He's doing the halftime show for Super Bowl. That's a big deal.
This is good. I have time to go get chips. I got to use the restroom. This works out, honestly. I shouldn't complain.
Apparently, Jay-Z appointed him. Did they give him power to do the halftime show? Is that what I read?
What, does he have a sword on both his shoulders? Is he a knight? What do you mean appointed him?
Nicki Minaj was mad about it because they picked him.
Well, Nicki Minaj should not be there. So.
Okay, we'll go ahead and cover. Do you need to go to the bathroom and take a break?
No, I'm just mad about the Kendrick thing.
Oh, well, I noticed that. According to TMZ.com, Big Boy is baffled Kendrick Lamar was chosen to perform the Super Bowl halftime show over Lil Wayne.
Big Boy is under Kendrick.
We don't know who that is. Saying there was an obvious decision here that was not made. We caught up with the radio host on TMZ Live Monday, where BB shared his unfiltered opinion on Kendrick scoring the coveted halftime spot for Super Bowl LIX. Quick math. What is it?
59.
Set to take place at Caesar Superdome in New Orleans. Yeah, Dallas will be there. According to Big Boy, ahead of Sunday's announcement. He would have bet big money that Lil Wayne was gonna be tapped for the honor because he's from New Orleans. Now that would make more sense.
Yeah.
That part I understand. Okay. He says you don't have to dig Wayne up. You don't have to say, hey, remember Lil Wayne? Like, we need to get someone from New Orleans. He is that guy. Cash Money was that group. He is feeding in on Spencer's theories, which were correct.
I'm 100% correct.
Which correct.
Yeah.
In fact, many people felt Lil Wayne was set to be the halftime pick, referencing Super Bowl LVI. God damn, I'm not. What's this? What's L?
L 50? Is 50.
56. Since the event brought together Los Angeles music legends, including Kendrick, for the game. So wait, Kendrick already did the Super Bowl?
I have no clue.
Was he part of the 2022 California thing?
No, was he there?
No, he wasn't there.
Are you sure?
That was Dre, 50, Eminem.
I thought he was there.
That was an awesome one.
Kendrick is not
the best one.
I don't know about this. Big Boy was also equally stunned to learn Beyonce was snubbed from the Country Music Awards.
Thank God. That was terrible.
She did a country album.
Did you try to listen to it?
The last 3 weeks, I tried to get into country because other people
were influencing my life. I know, I just bought a truck. Yeah, I've been listening to all kinds of Aldeans.
Didn't go well. Matter of fact, I bought
Jason Bryant, all of them.
He continued, something was done there, and I feel like there's something, people getting back to the Super Bowl saying there's something there. There's a reason why. I think he's right. Was Kendrick in the halftime show in 2022? Can anyone pull that up quickly?
I just told you three times he wasn't. I was there. I was in the trenches.
You was not, though. You was not there. You were not there. It says right here he was.
I didn't see him. What are you talking about? What are you looking at?
Kendrick was a special guest during Dr. Dre's halftime show.
Yeah,
Tom?
He was there. Yep.
He's already done the halftime show. What are we fucking asking this guy?
He was a guest.
I am instantly on board with Spencer now.
No, but I agree.
Has Lil Wayne ever done a halftime show?
100%.
Has he ever been a special or anything?
No. Not that I know.
I don't think so either.
Commercials. He did stuff for Green Bay. Green and Yellow. All that. He's a huge Packers fan.
He has not. He has not done a halftime show.
I agree. Lil Wayne should 100% do
this. And every article showing here is saying, why the fuck is Lil Wayne being covered?
I'll make everybody mad. The greatest two rappers of all time is Lil Wayne and Eminem. Period. Over Biggie, over Pac.
Yeah,
Lamar's not even in the ball field.
I would put T.I. over
Kendrick Lamar, but that's my own personal opinion. Lil Wayne built the biggest empire, and no one can touch Eminem's lyrics and vocals. It'll never, for rap, I just don't see it happen. Over two decades, when you carry something that long.
There's a lot of old school rappers that are not going to agree with you.
Yeah, because they're dead. That's what I'm saying.
No, fans. Old school rapper fans. Yeah. Not the fucking rappers themselves.
Heard two phenomenal albums and it's over.
What happened to Tupac? Who did he get shot by? Did he get shot? He got shot,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he got shot.
What happened to Biggie? He get shot?
Yeah, he got shot.
Why hasn't Eminem or Lil Wayne been shot? Because they're not in the gangs? I don't know. I'm asking a question.
You got me?
Just because we grew up on them doesn't mean
they're from Brookville, Ohio. You think I know why they didn't get shot in the ghetto?
Just because we grew up on them doesn't mean they're the best. However,
I'm not saying that.
No one has done music, in my opinion, like Lil Wayne or Eminem has.
I mean, look up the numbers.
Since their prime. They were prime of the prime, the best of the best. There's no question about it, correct?
Hands down.
Yes, I think so too. I'm fair with it.
And the legacy is the problem. How many years they did this over and over and over? It's not like a lot of these rappers and musicians that come out that have a great album or two and then fade off because they're terrible. This has been repeated. I don't think it'll be done again.
I don't think there'll ever be a rapper like Eminem. Have you heard Eminem's new album, by the way? Since we're talking about...
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not awesome, but it's like not
a
bad.
Six, 7 out of 10. Yeah. He kind of returned to his roots a little bit.
I listened to it three times
and deleted it off my phone. I was like, I can't do it.
I can listen to it.
I still have four or five saved on there that I still let cycle through that I like a lot.
There's a bunch of them that just keep cycling. Yeah.
So I was a fan of it.
Yeah.
As most of his albums, out of the 20 songs... 6 to 8 were skits, which are usually pretty funny.
Hilarious.
4 or 5 were great fucking songs. Yep. And the rest were kind of fillers, but still were good.
Bad one. Oh, there were so many good ones.
You can still listen to a lot. There wasn't a lot of bad songs on the first three albums he did, four albums he did. Slim Shady, the first one was good. I didn't, you know what? That's what I should do. I need to put some Eminem on my phone. Maybe that's my problem.
You do.
I need to go back to some old school Eminem.
When I work out, I have a playlist that you can see how biased I am.
Motivation.
It's Eminem and Lil Wayne. It's just them two for like 20 songs.
It's anger. Yeah. It's hatred. It's explanation.
And it's
him saying, hey, man, I know you'd be going through some shit, but fuck that. That's what he used to say. And I was like, damn, he's right.
It's a lot of that. And a lot of Lil Wayne is like just shooting for the stars. You look at Right Above It and a lot of those songs, like it does make you want to do and be better. Maybe that's me.
He said Right Above It.
Yeah. Put that song on. Tell me you don't want to go compete in the Olympics.
What is Right Above It?
You know, are you kidding me?
I don't think I know that one. Maybe
you
I do.
Know, dude, if you don't know this song, I will leave right now.
We're going to pull it up and play it because Spencer's seemingly having issues with it.
Kane is in the building.
Dun, dun, dun.
Hey, there you are.
Who doesn't know that
Remember the Mountain Dew commercial with Dale Earnhardt Jr., Jason Aldean?
That's true.
Skateboarders.
This is a good song.
Yeah.
Fair enough. The beat alone,
Kane,
is good.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. That's right. Drake was on that song,
yep.
too.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I should add some Lil Wayne and Eminem on my phone. You know, when you're going through some shit, I always go back to old-time music. It seems to help. It's a thing.
We should leave it on repeat.
I've always noticed that. Well, I don't know about that.
I leave it on all the time when I go run, when I do stuff.
I need to mix in some Lamb of God and Slipknot to kind of even things out. We are 52 in. We are going to do a large sports section. So let's get into sports.
351! Rover, shit! Hut, hut!
Now, for the anticipated part of the show, I think all three of us were kind of excited to talk about.
Always.
Very much.
First of all, NASCAR, we'll get that one over since Landon's not here. Logano did win Atlanta.
Which is awesome. I'll be honest, I did not watch it. But I was excited about it. I
didn't watch either. I didn't even watch Monday Night Football last night. I didn't get to it.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Apparently, last night was not great for the Packers. No, not Packers. I'm sorry.
What are you talking about? Clearly, you didn't watch it.
Who's the Jets? Who's the quarterback of the Jets? Who's that guy's name?
Jets. It's Aaron Favre.
Aaron, I still have my ACL today. Rodgers. Yeah. Was it ACL? What did he tear?
MCL or ACL?
MCL.
ACL.
What's the thing on the back of your? I don't know.
It was a CL.
I've been drinking to the point now where it doesn't really matter. Yeah. So the Jets got their butts kicked last night by San Fran. Did you watch the game?
Yeah, most of it.
Any takeaways from that?
Rodgers can still throw the deep ball.
He can.
Rodgers can still throw the ball. Apparently, he got some pass protection. I saw that today.
Well, it was all right.
Yeah. As I said, I don't think anything exceptional.
No.
But according to my buddy Kevin Dietz, who listens to the show every week, the 49ers looked purdy last night. That's what he said. And I said, fuck you and fuck the Niners.
He's not wrong.
I can't stand him. But yeah, he's not wrong. That's what I heard too. I heard the Niners look good last night.
Without CMC, mind you.
Yeah.
Without CMC, which they got this
Jordan Mason.
This Jordan Mason kid comes in and just destroys it.
Yeah.
And after the game, he's like, I don't know how CMC does it. That's literally what he said. I don't know how he
came out
it.
And said he found out on Friday, and everybody's furious right now because they never announced it.
They didn't announce he was hurt, right?
So now it's a lot of trouble.
Which is that illegal? Is it illegal not to announce?
No.
No, you have to announce it to a certain point before the game.
I was going
to
say, yeah, I don't because they were talking about him getting in trouble. It's not his fault, obviously. But that was interesting. He looked good. So maybe CMC is a system running back, you know, like Purdy's a system.
The rookie put up some good numbers last night running too. Yeah, 28 carries, 147, 5 average, 1 TD. Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back a little bit here. Let's see. We know the Monday Night Football game. Okay. Sunday was a long one. The Dolphins squeezed one out over the Jags.
Oh, God.
Going forward here. But the Dolphins, I guess, last minute field goal? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Last minute. Okay, so they literally squeezed it out.
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence did all right. Numbers weren't too bad.
Yeah.
12 of 21, 162, a touchdown, 97 rating. Tua, 23 of 37, 338, one touchdown, 101 rating. Pretty close. Tyreek Hill had a bad before the game, but a good game and after game.
Yeah.
As the rumor is now, the one cop is on leave.
Yes.
They arrested him on the ground in front of his $900,000
Is it that much?
McLaren. It was a McLaren.
Oh,
P1 or F2, P2, whatever it is.
Yeah, probably.
Big money car. They estimated he was going 100. Now I've seen that they're estimated he was going 60. He didn't comply with officers. Could be a problem. You see a little bit of both sides here.
Did you watch the video?
I did.
Okay.
The cops were, we were at the tailgate, and I was like, dude, Tyreek Hill just got arrested in front of the stadium.
They're Did you watch the body cam video?
Yes.
Okay.
So apparently he's not complying.
Yeah.
When you don't comply, things happen to you.
He rolled his window up and then he rolled it back down. And then the problem was them ripping him out of the car.
You're supposed to be able to
You can roll comply. Your window up. All you have to do is hand out your ID through a crack in the window.
And then roll your window up. Legally.
Yeah. Right? We watched enough of the YouTube videos.
He probably knows that. Yep. He's got some attorneys that could probably know some
things. Sure he does.
So he may have been, following long night last night. He may have been following protocol.
Yeah, he could have been an asshole, but you can be an asshole.
Because I'm seeing both sides on X. I'm seeing one side, he didn't comply. The other side, the cops were way too aggressive with him for no reason.
Yes, that's the problem.
He wanted to just go away. He's being cool about it. He's like, look, I was
impressed.
I wanted to go away. You know, apparently
his post-game was like wanting to work with the police to make it better for everybody. I want to be a sheriff one day. Like
considering litigation, but he decided not to. He's being cool about it. Be interesting to see how that goes out. I don't think that's going to happen.
You can't throw a man on the ground for just not listening to you. Yeah. That's the problem. You can't just rip him out of the car and throw him on the ground.
Probably not. I don't know the protocols. I'm going to assume that that's probably correct. That sounds right.
Yeah, that's the
sounds right.
I'm not a lawyer.
Sometimes you think you are.
Cowboys, I was in a law firm once.
Cowboys destroyed the Browns. Pretty ugly game, I think, for the Browns the most part. Dak did all right. Had a 85 rating. Wasn't crazy. Deshaun had a 51 rating. Threw two picks. What's going on with this guy?
Deshaun. Wow.
They paid him a lot of money. They're married to him, correct? They can't walk away from him?
They'll get rid of him.
They'll
it's coming.
Him. They'll find a way.
They're going to try to trade him off and to get some of their money back?
No. No. You
don't think it's going to happen?
No. With this new lawsuit coming out.
No.
It's just...
Everyone wants to stay away from him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steelers-Falcons. You guys watch that one?
Field goals. City of Oz.
The only team that won the NFC North. Also the only team in the NFC North that did not score a touchdown.
Yes. That all came from Boswell's leg. He looked amazing as always. Steelers defense. TJ Watt. I mean
they're always up there.
And it's Tomlin. I hate to say it, but it's Tomlin.
And I heard that Kirk Cousins didn't look that great.
He did not.
No.
He's also nursing an injury still.
16-26, 155, one touchdown, two picks, 59 rating. Ugly.
Yes. Oof.
Compared to Justin Fields, that's bad. Justin Fields had a 94.
Was it a four-year, $180 million?
Not great. And they paid him a lot of money.
Yeah.
180 Cousins is worth it.
It's 180
we've seen this. All guaranteed, I think. Yeah. Right?
I think Cousins is fine.
Yeah.
He's nursing an injury. He had a bad game.
Ugly.
You can't compare him to Fields.
Vikings beat the shit out of the Giants.
Yeah, they did.
Sam Darnold. Three touchdowns. You know, there's only two quarterbacks this week with 3+ touchdowns. Sam Darnold and Derek Carr.
I would have never believed that. If you told me that was going
to
happen.
Yeah, because you'd be able to retire if you knew that was going to happen.
Could have bet on that.
$5 bet is going to net you a Boeing 737.
Yeah. Hopefully with everything working.
What happened on the Giants side? Daniel Jones, 22 of 42, 186, two picks. He's a 44 rating. This guy is a huge Easter egg. He's a zero, correct?
I love it.
Yeah, well, I do too. I'm a Cowboys fan.
Video fans waiting out just to boo him.
Dude, I felt bad for him. Like, he is going through right now. Once I got to that point, I started to feel bad.
Is he that bad, or did the Vikings do that good?
But I think it's a little bit of both. I think that Vikings defense is good.
But he's been bad for quite a while.
But he's been bad. He had his run. Joe Flacco did the same thing in the Super Bowl.
They paid that guy a lot of money.
Paycheck, and then, yeah.
Daniel Jones made a lot of money.
A lot.
Whole lot of money. Too much money to do what he's doing. The Patriots beat the Bengals. Don't look bad on the scoreboard, but let me tell you. If you were there live,
this one up.
It was bad. It was bad to watch live. It was rough. It was worse watching it live, I'm sure, than watching on TV.
Death by 1,000 cuts.
It just looked like they just couldn't get anything done. They couldn't stop the run. They couldn't get the offense going. I mean, it looked terrible. Now, the Bengals usually do slow start.
Yeah,
and then they kind of come back kicking. But next week will make or break that team, I think, possibly for the rest of the season.
I feel like there's a lot of little mistakes, too. You had a lot of drop passes, fumbles. Stuff that was kind of one-off.
Dumb things.
I'd write it off personally, but I hope they keep this up. Be great for Baltimore.
As a Ravens fan, of course.
Yeah.
The Cardinals were beating the Bills.
Yeah, that was a good game.
And then all of a sudden, I looked again, and the Bills won the game.
Yeah, it was a really good game.
So what happened there? I didn't follow much on that. Looks like the numbers, 21 of 31 for Kyler. He had a 91, but Josh Allen, 18-23, 232, two touchdowns, 137 rating. And I saw him run one in, I think.
Yeah.
Didn't he run one in by himself?
Leaped, jumped, or whatever.
At least one.
Flipped into it.
He's a big guy.
Arizona, I think, is going to do good this year. Marvin Harrison Jr. had 3 targets, 1 reception for 4 yards. They did not utilize him. They got out to an early lead, and they got conservative, and it went bad fast. But I do think there's someone to watch out for this year.
I mean, they got to get him more involved. Yep. They have to.
They get him more involved and get Kyler moving. James Conner had a great game.
Yep. Texans beat the Colts by only two. Colts were winning that game too, right?
Colts are wild.
Yeah.
Weren't they up at one time?
Man, I give a lot of props to Richardson. I saw a throw that he threw. It was probably 67
It was like
yards.
65 yards, I think,
and
I saw.
He slipped, got his footing, and just
people right in his face.
Yeah.
Right in his face.
Chucked
throws
down
the ball.
The field.
Dude turns around, puts his hands out. Yeah. Ball hits him right in the hands.
Throw. I saw that. I was like, holy
And he
shit.
Took a little bit of a beating. I heard he got hit a couple times and got right back up.
Yeah.
I think he's hearing the noise that he's a wimp because he got up right after he got hit several times.
He's I give him a lot more props than I thought. I mean, I thought he'd come out a little bit, a little down or whatever.
Joe Mixon absolutely destroys it. I heard he had 160 or 170 is the last I heard.
Off. Yeah.
It was a lot.
I don't remember what it was, but
he went
off.
The old Bengals running back. Nice choice to get rid of him. And then apparently Stroud, I think, was just Stroud. I didn't see too much going on. But even if Stephon Diggs caught two touchdown passes, Mixon got 159 rushing.
Could have used that.
The Bengals didn't do shit.
That's what they
rushing.
Were missing.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Ugly. Bears beat the Titans. I didn't know that. I think
the Bears
Titans.
Defense beat the Titans.
Caleb Williams
was
not
the
involved.
Guy.
He didn't even get 100 yards. No touchdowns.
He was not involved.
Bears defense scored three touchdowns.
I bet he was after the game bragging, though.
Yeah, no. He said it was because of me, but it wasn't.
Sports Center posted a picture of his painted fingernails, by the way, right before the game.
Let's see what we got here. What did I say? Where was it? Bears. And the Titans, apparently Will Levis, did he throw a pick at the end of the game or something?
Yeah, did you see that
video
of him just down on his knees? I felt bad for the guy. That was brutal.
It's brutal, but I want to root for the guy. I want to think he's going
to
be great.
I want him to do good.
I hope
do.
He does good.
I do.
I don't know if it's going to happen or not. We're going to find out. Yeah. He's playing for the Titans. Keep that in mind. Saints absolutely destroys... Quite possibly the worst team in the NFL.
It was a beatdown.
I didn't see any of it, but Derek Carr looked like a superstar. And the Panthers, Luke Combs tweeted and said, it is brutal to watch the Panthers play football. Bryce Young, 13 of 30, two picks, 32 rating. Derek Carr, 19 of 23, three touchdowns, no picks, 142.
Yeah, he almost had a perfect game.
He did very well.
He looked good.
They destroyed them 47-10.
That's a good game for the Saints to start the season off on because they're going to be up here.
Yep.
Like they're ready to go.
We'll see how good they are because the team they play next week is also on a high.
Yeah.
It's the Dallas Cowboys.
They're going to lose.
Chargers beat the Raiders. Tom, you got something to say about the Raiders? What happened?
Sorry, my mic cut off.
Anything?
it was a rough one to watch. It really was. I mean, you can't win games by just scoring one touchdown and then a field goal, obviously. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't have much to say about it besides how rough it was to watch.
Ugly to watch?
Yeah, it
Hard
was.
Hard to see?
Our defense started out strong. They were ready to go. Crosby, as always, is ready to go. And
third play of the game had a sack.
Yeah.
He
killed it. He was ready to go. But this, I mean, you can't keep it up the whole time without our offense doing anything. Three and outs killed us. It's just, it was rough. It was rough to watch for sure.
Seahawks beat the Broncos. How did Bo Nix look on Sunday?
I heard terrible. I didn't get to watch a bunch of that one. I heard he didn't look that good.
No.
Pulling up the numbers here.
But he looked better than Caleb Williams.
26 to 42, 138, two picks. He had a 47 rating. Yikes. Not great.
At least he tried.
Geno Smith did all right. Geno Smith's not bad. He might be able to get the Seahawks to do something. Last couple of years, he's done all right.
Yeah.
They signed him as a full-time guy, and he wins some games.
Viable QB, middle tier.
Let's talk about the fucking Buccaneers with that Baker Mayfield guy. What is going on in Tampa Bay?
Three touchdowns.
24 for 34 touchdowns. A 146 rating
for
Baker Mayfield?
Mike Evans might be 40 years old, and he plays like he's 20.
Now, let's keep in mind the Washington football, whatever they call them now.
The Redskins.
Probably not a great team.
No.
So, kind of expected. However, Jaden Daniels did go 17 for 24.
I like Jaden Daniels.
And he got 93 rating. He didn't do too bad.
He did all right. I think he did the best out of the rookies.
A lot of conversation about that guy. He's supposed to be good at one time.
Big fan of him.
We'll see if it comes around or not.
It just goes to show, you leave Cleveland, you do good things.
Almost everybody. A lot of people have that. It's a weird effect that 100%. Happens a lot.
My whole football team did that and got 2 Super Bowls out of it.
There you go.
So, you know?
Proven fact.
It's true. And then the Lions beat the Rams, I guess, in a last-minute overtime thing on Sunday. I was passed out. I did not watch any of that game. Maybe 10 minutes.
That was a great game. So, I didn't have anyone to root for because you want Dan Campbell, the Lions, to do good after all they've been through. They didn't utilize Amon-Ra, but then the Rams came out. Matt Stafford's 36. He's the second order QB in the league.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing great things. Puka got hurt. Cooper Cup of Coffee is phenomenal. It was a fun game to watch. That's two teams that I look forward to watching all year. I enjoyed that one. I got nothing bad to say about that game.
No, it was a good game for sure. I mean, Puka's out now. So yeah,
IR.
You got Cooper Kupp, good for your fantasy team.
Puka's done.
Yeah.
4 weeks, sadly.
4 weeks, at least.
At least. Yeah. And then the Niners just obliterated the Jets.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, that was... I didn't get to watch the whole game, and I do feel bad about it, but what do you expect?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I didn't see any of it either, so I was busy last night. But apparently the Niners are a good team.
Yeah,
that's what I keep hearing.
A great team.
I keep hearing they're a good team.
They're still who they were. They are who we thought they were.
That team up north, I think they're called Michigan. Apparently they lost to Texas.
Yeah. They got destroyed by
Texas. A pretty solid number. Yeah, Texas is a good team this year. They're 3 right now.
Great team.
Yep. Big deal. Ohio State won, as always. They were favored by... 55 or something, and they won by 56.
Oh, yeah, 36.
Okay. Won by 56 to nothing.
Yeah.
Well, you know it's going to happen. I didn't see Ohio State on the schedule next week. They off next week? I looked on my thing.
I don't know, actually. I can't imagine.
They didn't show up on Saturday. The Friday night game, Eagles-Packers. Eagles squeezed one out. Jordan Love got hurt the last play, I guess, right? He's out for 2-4, is what they're saying, with a sprained knee. The Eagles, how'd the Eagles look? I didn't watch that game either.
I think both teams look good. The problem was the field. The field was torn up.
I heard the field.
It was a lot of slipping, a lot of falling. It was just not.
New York gave.
Sao Paulo, Brazil just did not.
I'll say, they gave the Eagles a diamond. Saquon looks unstoppable.
Oh,
there.
God.
Yeah. I mean, he did look good. I see some highlights.
It's like watching.
And he wasn't Walter that good Payton in New York. And, right, you know, team
he
makes
was
a big
good
difference.
In New York, but he's by himself.
He wouldn't
Barry
like,
Sanders can only do so much.
He wouldn't like the Eagles, that's for sure.
No.
Not with the Giants. And then the Thursday night game, we get to talk about your wonderful team. You lost by a toe.
Yeah.
Thank on the end zone
reminder.
There.
I haven't seen that 20 times in the past 2 days.
I didn't know what happened until the next day. And everybody's like, they lost because he touched the toe on the line. I'm like, what happened? Got on X, looked it up. I was like, that hurts.
If you had a size 10, you would
have. Yeah, if you would have had a smaller foot, he'd been okay, but he's a 15.
Yeah, the guy Mahomes 6'7" even came out and said he should have wore white cleats. I was like,
okay.
He wasn't wrong. I couldn't even be mad about it.
Nice cover, but it's true. It's true.
It was a good game, though. Honestly, I thought we were going to get run over in the beginning, and then by the end of it, the offense kind of started clicking a little bit. Defense didn't look bad. It's the defending Super Bowl champions. When you can come back and lose by a toe at the end of the game in week one, I'll take it.
Xavier Worthy looked pretty darn good.
He looks like a problem.
Yeah. He looked like he's going to get some good yards.
No one's going to be able to catch him.
No.
I mean, the dude is just, I think he's faster than Tyreek is the problem.
He's pretty fast.
And he has Mahomes again. So.
Next week, who the Ravens have?
The Raiders.
The Raiders.
We're at.
I think
in Baltimore.
It's in Baltimore?
It's in Baltimore. Yeah.
It's a 1 o'clock
game.
You know any betting numbers on that yet?
I have not looked it up yet. I'm assuming
Baltimore
9.
Favored. Oh, wow. I was going to say 4.5 to 6.5. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I really don't know.
I don't know if their numbers are out or not yet.
Yeah, they are. Let me look it up
quick. I'm sure you can. Yeah, I'll say.
It won't take me but a second.
Ravens are favored by 9.5.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh, yeah. 9.5? Yikes.
Yeah.
That much?
Wow. Yeah, I figure as much. I mean, it's depressing. It is.
9.5? Ooh.
I mean.
That game's at 1 o'clock. You guys are watching it at Tom's?
Yeah, somewhere. We'll end up doing something this weekend, I'm sure.
For sure.
It's Sunday. I don't really know what I have going on, but we'll figure something out.
What's your Super Bowl predictions for the year? You've had 1 week to see everybody. You know what's going on. You know who's who. What is your predictions for this year? I said Dolphins, Lions. I can stick with the Dolphins for now. The Lions, I don't know about, but I just said it last week just because I was put on the spot. And I never bet with my heart and my money here. So
I think the Lions can be there. The Packers can be there. The Niners can be there. But my Super Bowl prediction is going to be Dallas.
Oh, my God.
Playing.
Did you just say that?
Yeah, and I'll stand by it.
Did you? Oh, my God. Did
Dallas
you just say that?
Dallas playing. Look at the numbers. Dallas playing Kansas City, Baltimore, maybe Miami. I don't really know where it's going to be on the other side, but I really do think Dallas is the strongest team in the NFC. They looked it. Everybody's paid. It's not up or shut up time.
Who's Dallas playing? Kansas City, you said?
Kansas City, Baltimore, or probably Miami.
Tom, predictions?
The Raiders.
Don't predict your team.
No, I won't. I won't. I will not predict my team. Honestly, all I hope is the Chiefs don't make it.
That's fair. I think that's what America wants.
Yeah, I mean, I think 95% of America is behind me on that one.
Yeah.
I hope the Chiefs don't do a three-peat. I do not want to see that.
I really don't. And that probably will fuel them because everybody does not want them.
That won't happen.
Yeah. But
I don't care how much the refs are on their side.
I don't know. As far as, I mean, the Bills can make it. Dolphins can make it. I mean, after what we saw from the Bills, everybody thought, hey, they're not going to be that great without Diggs.
And they didn't use Kincaid like I thought they
would. No, they did not.
He spread the ball around.
Yeah.
The team actually looks good. It's crazy when you get a cancer out of a locker room, what it can do, even if it is a massive talent.
I don't know. It's hard to predict this one.
Well, I mean, it's week one, too. I said Dolphins, Lions last week. Probably shot the dark. I'd like to see Dallas go, but
I'd like to see Lions. I mean, I'd love the Lions.
Somebody different would be nice.
Everybody wants to see Dan Campbell in the Super Bowl.
MCDC, Motor City Dan Campbell.
I just imagine if he does, like, instead of the water cooler with the Gatorade, they're going to bring a keg over, and he's just going to lift it up and chug it. Like, that is the most blue-collar coach ever, and I love it.
He is pretty – and his Applebee's commercials are pretty good.
Yeah, those are great.
If you haven't seen them yet, they're good. Yeah, they are good. They're good. They're good. Well, we've covered everything I wanted to cover. Anything else you guys want to talk about?
I think that's all I got.
That's about all I have too. We've covered the little articles. We've covered some sports. We're an hour and 15 in. I don't have nothing else to really go over.
Nope. There's nothing political going on this evening. It should be a good day.
Tom, Spencer, thanks for joining in when Landon goes down to make $250,000 winning the Rocket League finals.
I hope he does. I hope he shows up in a Aventador.
We appreciate it.
But thank you for having me.
We really do. Sure. What a great time. We're moving the show, I think, to Spencer's maybe next week. So next week, the accessibility of you guys coming on could be pretty much anytime you want.
Yeah,
you
live
right down
there.
The road. You both
that's
the
thing.
Yeah, I think you live at the house. You live at the house?
Most of the time, yeah.
Sam lets you live there? Okay. Yeah, and then you're right down the road, too?
Right down the road. Four minutes. Four minutes and 23 seconds.
That's great. Yeah. I think it's a great thing. I don't have nothing else either. We covered what we wanted to cover, did what we want to do. So it was nice to hang out with you guys and chat on the show. Hope you all enjoyed the episode. I will hit the outro music, mute the microphones, and we will wrap this thing up.
Let's do it.
Sounds good.
See you guys next week.
Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Flash Burn Podcast. Check out our Facebook page for more content from us, and please subscribe to the show. We absolutely love you guys, and we hope you have a nice day.